Tiny Small. Tiny Small was small. Tiny Small was tiny. Tiny Small was the smallest monkey in the forest. He had an older brother called Marvin and two older sisters, Izzy and Molly. They all studied at Marvel's Monkey School. Every day after school, Tiny Small went home and had some milk and a banana. Marvin, Izzy, and Molly went to after-school clubs. Why must I go straight home after school? Because you're little. But Tiny Small wanted to be like his brother and sisters. He asked his mother, "Please, can I go to the after-school clubs?" In the end, his mother said, "Okay, you can go." On Monday, Tiny Small went to Izzy's art club. He could not reach the table. He stood on his stool. "You mustn't stand on your stool," said the teacher. "Why mustn't I stand?" asked Tiny Small. "Because," started the teacher. Crash! Tiny Small fell off his stool. He knocked over some paint and covered the lion cub in black spots. "Look, a leopard!" "I'm not a leopard, I'm a lion." On Tuesday, Tiny Small went to Marvin's film club. In the cinema, Tiny Small took out his milk and banana. "You mustn't eat or drink in the cinema," said Marvin. "Why not?" asked Tiny Small. "This is my after-school snack." "Because it's too messy," whispered Marvin. "Shh," said an angry tiger. He pointed to the signs on the wall. "You mustn't eat or drink, and you must be quiet in the cinema." Marvin and Tiny Small left. On Wednesday, Tiny Small went to Molly's Games Club. Everybody played hide and seek. Because Tiny Small was small, nobody could find him. "Tiny Small, where are you?" "This is boring." Everybody was bored and went home. It was late when Molly found her brother. He was asleep under a bench. Marvin, Izzy, and Molly were not happy. "Tiny Small is too little," they told their mother. "We don't want to take him to our clubs." On Thursday, Tiny Small went to the football club alone. He felt sad. On Friday, Tiny Small tried basketball. He felt very sad. On Saturday, Marvin, Izzy, and Molly decided to go hiking. "I like painting, playing hide and seek, and going hiking, but I like going hiking best," said Tiny Small. You're too small to go hiking, Izzy told Tiny Small. Be careful, said their mother. Why must we be careful? Asked Molly. Because there are hunters in the wild forest, replied their mother. Don't worry, said Marvin. We're big. We can look after ourselves. The three monkeys ran happily in the wild forest. Then, ah, help! Izzy was caught in a hunter's trap. We must get her down, said Molly. We need a knife to cut the rope, said Marvin. I can see a cottage, said Izzy from the tree. Maybe there's a knife. Through the window, Marvin and Molly could see a knife. Marvin was the tallest. He reached up to the door handle. It's locked, he said. I'll try the window, said Molly, but she was too big to squeeze through the small space. We need Tiny Small, said Marvin. Suddenly, Marvin and Molly heard a noise behind them. It's Tiny Small! Tiny Small, they said. It's great to see you. Tiny Small climbed easily through the window. He got the knife and cut the rope. Izzy fell safely down to the ground. She hugged her brother. Tiny Small, my big hero, she said. Thank you, Tiny Small. The next week, Marvin, Izzy, and Molly had a climbing trip. Can I come? Asked Tiny Small. What a silly question, said Molly. Tiny Small turned away. His brother and sisters laughed. Of course you can come with us, said Marvin. We might need the help of our brave little brother.